Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Still gives me the chills. Rocky was released on this day in 1976. Wow. Is that right? It was a November release? For whatever reason, I feel like it was...
I want to say yes because I want to trust my work, but I don't trust my own work.
That makes sense, though. Because November, that was always the big release, you know, around Thanksgiving time.
I don't know. Is that how it normally happened? Like
used to be, the big movie. There was the summer blockbusters, but then there was also the holiday season blockbusters. But yeah, man, Rocky, that is that's on my all-time top 10 of movies. DBJ is supposed to join us this hour. He just texted me, just landed. Call you if I can, but I will have to be somewhat subdued. But then he says we should be at a hotel by 4:25. So I don't know. Maybe he was told to tone it down.
Can we be subdued?
I can be subdued. I choose not to be, but I could be. 4 o'clock hour here. Crowder's in Vegas. Where are you at? Aria?
Yes, sir. Aria, like always. I love the Aria.
He's still using that snowball mic, huh?
Yeah.
Let's do the, until you start talking, it's just, Aria, is that it's like, where's the sound coming from? It's right there in front of me.
Can I clear something up here with Crowder, by the way?
Sure.
All right.
Crowder, yes or no? The headphones you're wearing today are a new pair of headphones.
Yeah, I got them off American. The blue ones are jet blue. These are American headphones.
So his headphones just didn't work the other day when he couldn't connect
because
of the Wi-Fi.
It's funny because Appel had texted me because I was off Tuesday, but Crowder was going to do the show with Appel. You were off Tuesday as well.
Right.
And Appel texted me and he's like, yeah, Crowder's computer isn't working from Vegas. And I texted back and I said, it's his headphones. Tell him to change his headphones.
Yeah.
Because we had just gone through that with him a couple days prior.
Yep. And he was wearing, I noticed, the exact same headphones that didn't work from his home studio. You were, Crowder. I saw it. I saw it.
I threw out the ones that I was, that day we had trouble, I threw out those jet blue ones.
Right, you replaced them with another pair of crappy airplane headphones. Like, and the ones you're wearing right now aren't going to work a week and a half from now. These are airplane headphones you're using. Not that I should be talking. I'm using Beats by CVS. But I've literally had these headphones since we moved into this building. So these, like, I swear by the Beats by CVS, man. These are 5 years old. They were like $7.99.
I don't got to spend $600 on headphones. These things work fine.
Well, they don't though. That's the problem. All right, let's listen. We did not hear this week because I was off Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We did not hear the DBJ cuts that he did for the NC State game.
Yep.
We only gave him two, and he did both, right?
Now, neither of these two calls are like the funniest calls in the world.
I will tell you this, because we gave him the Celine Dion song from Titanic. He texted me when he did it, and then he texted me during the game, you're going to hate what I did.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't heard it.
So, again, neither of these two are the funniest calls he's ever done, but I happen to think the way it sounded on the air is how you want it to be. The transaction was exactly how you wanted it to be. And I think these are some of his best calls ever. Truthfully, I do.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. So let's listen to what we gave him. We gave him Celine Dion. This is the song from...
Okay, actually, can we go in reverse order?
Sure.
Can we go with Tua speaking Spanish?
Sure.
You'll see why in a second.
Yeah. Here's... This was Tua in Madrid speaking some Spanish.
Hola. ¿Cómo estás? Buenos días.
So we asked DVJ to throw that into the broadcast against NC State. Let's listen to that.
Right now it's Miami 30 and NC State nothing, pending this review. So it's either a touchdown or the ball at the one.
After review, the ruling in the field is upheld. Touchdown.
Like I said.
Hola. ¿Cómo estás? Buenos días.
That's it.
That was all of it? There's more to come.
Oh.
That's exactly what I'm looking for. You're 100% correct. Throw it in there and let the chips fall where they may.
Exactly.
You know?
That's it.
Yeah, that was perfect for me. That's exactly
and
what
And there's
I'm
dead air.
For. Yeah.
And Joe's like, that's it?
It makes no sense. It's apropos of nothing. It's not like... Like Tua said at his press conference, you know what I mean? Like, it just him dropping the line out of nowhere.
And Joe can't move on. Like, he had to kind of let it sit and be like, that's it?
Right. I like that. All right, now let's listen to the Celine Dion song that we gave him.
Every night in my dreams, I see you, I feel you.
Every night in my dreams, I see you, I feel you. Let's hear the game broadcast.
Tony with another touchdown, a scoring drive of 8 plays, 88 yards, orchestrated by Carson Beck. When everybody else's hair is on fire, Beck's head is in the refrigerator.
Every night in my dreams, I see you, I feel you.
Who'd you direct that to?
My wife.
Thank God.
Yeah, see, I I like when he does it that way. I wish Joe would just let it sit and move on with the game broadcast. You know what I mean? Where it'd be like, out of nowhere, DVJ just goes, every night in my dreams, I see you, I feel you. 3rd and 7, Fletcher in the backfield. That, to me, is the way that it's really intended to be.
He tried to cool it up. I see you, I feel you. Tried to cool it up.
Play that again, can you? I just want to hear the beginning. I want to hear what Joe says.
Tony with another touchdown, a scoring drive of 8 plays, 88 yards, orchestrated by Carson Beck. When everybody else's hair is on fire, Beck's head is in the refrigerator.
All right, that's enough. Can you drop that on Tommy Tighe tonight during preheat?
100%.
Yeah, just say, you know, when everyone else's hair is on fire, Bam's head is in the refrigerator.
100%.
And just see if Tommy thinks that's brilliant or if that stops him in his tracks.
I'll one up you. I'll do it during the halftime report.
Perfect.
On the network.
Perfect. Yeah.
Like,
I'm
he's going to ask me about
I'm
Bam
serious.
At some point.
Write that down. Yeah. I want to see if that pauses everything. Or if he's like, oh, Solana's finally getting it. Because Tommy likes all that sing-songy, you know, flowery delivery. Mm-hmm. He likes onomatopoeias.
Yeah, like when the Heat are playing the Magic, or if he's going to deliver a scoreboard update and the Magic are playing, he'll drop a, will Orlando bloom? We'll tell you next.
Right. I love that stuff. Yeah, he
good.
Loves that stuff. So I wonder if he'll think that you're trying to glom onto what he does, or if he will be disgusted and reviled by you.
I'm betting he let Solana go.
You think
so? Okay, that's Alejandro Solana. We'll get him post-game.
No, he'll... Tommy...
Like, he just lets him go off the broadcast.
He
oh, here comes Tommy right now. Tommy's walking down the hallway right now. There is Tommy Tighe. He's ambling down the hallway. He's got a sport coat on. He's looking good.
Tommy will check me. It's happened quite a few times on the air, where last year, in a post-game show, I talked about somebody being revitalized. And he said, well, that's not the right way to use that word. And
on the air.
And he gave me a lesson on the air. I wasn't thrilled about it, by
the way.
I love that. But I wasn't thrilled about it because I thought I used the word revitalized.
Why is he wearing
fine.
A sport coat?
You got to uphold a standard on the Heat broadcast.
But you guys are on the radio, and he doesn't allow himself to be on the video, does he?
He does not. Which is why I don't do our post-game show live.
I get such a kick out of like some of the videos that Solana posts from, you know, the Miami Heat audio experience, because Tommy Tighe is conspicuously absent from everything.
It's why I had one video on our Miami Heat.
My favorite video.
Playlist.
I have that playlist saved. All right. That's some good stuff. Let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with our friend Alejandro Solana, who will be on Preheat. He's walking down the hallway that way now. See him? Yeah.
Hey, man. The standard is the standard. That's why he's dressed.
I guess so, man.
Well, what do you want him to wear? A L.L. Bean sweatshirt?
Yeah. He's on the radio. He's going to be here all Friday night with you. He's dressed in a sport coat, it looks like.
You saw what Crowder was wearing on ESPN yesterday morning?
No, I didn't. I didn't see any first take.
Quarter zip.
Quarter zip? My God.
I got two. What's that? Where do I go? Zaza, what's that called?
Zara.
My God.
Zara.
I have a cream and a black quarter zip from Zara. Oh, I'm sweet,
Zara. You had to look the sharpest person at that HBCU. Where were you at?
We were at Bethune-Cookman, and I was looking good, you know, in shape. I didn't eat all day Wednesday, so my stomach would be trim and my quarter zip. Didn't eat Thursday morning. Then they stand me next to Cam Newton's big ass. Makes me look like a child.
Crowder was either ready to be on ESPN's First Take or VIP at Victoria's Cabaret in Hialeah.
Wow.
Because the Zara was pressed. I mean, he looked
good.
I got to
see that.
Man.
There's got to be some video of that up on the socials.
I'm sure it's on First Take.
Did you guys? What did you do? Did you have a long segment? Were you on for the whole show? What was the...
No. We had two segments. First one was about Shedeur Sanders. And then they word played... What team do you think is going to pivot out of the lead of their division?
I'll give you a little pivot shout.
Yeah, and I swung it. I said, pivot out. What about Lamar Jackson pivoting in to win the AFC North? So, I had the wordplay on him. Ooh.
Man, I saw a clip of Steve Smith on the pivot. This thing looked heavy, like heavy. Yeah. I don't know if I could watch that. It looked like he seems to be very serious It was all about you don't want to be like, if you're my neighbor, don't ask me about my business. Don't come to my house. Don't knock on my door. Be my neighbor. We're friendly. He was saying, I'm old school. Don't ask. What happened with him? He was supposed to apologize to someone. I don't even know his whole story. But he's like, I'm not apologizing publicly to anything because I don't owe the public an apology. If I owe someone an apology, I'll apologize to them. But no one else's business is my business. Ain't no one else's business.
He told the story, one of the clips, I think it was the second clip that came out, and it's between me and him. When we played Carolina down here, he took a blindside shot at me and knocked me off my feet. He caught me. And so I jumped up and I started cussing him out, you know, hey, and I'm going to F you up is what I told him. I said, yeah, I'm going to F you up. We saw each other 13 years later in L.A. at the Super Bowl. He said when he saw me, he told his friend to hold my phone. Because Crowder told me 13 years ago he was going to F me up, and I didn't know if he let it go yet or not.
I could tell. He's serious about stuff.
Very. And then you'll ask him something, because I said something during the show. Oh, he was a call that he was on. He was some infidelity. The dude called Steve Smith on his phone, and Steve said, I'm sorry. And I'm telling him, I was like, who are you? I was going to ask him, who are you saying sorry to? The dude, the situation, yourself? Like, I was going to, you know, we're getting into it. And I was like, bro, I know you. You know, I'd never expect you to say sorry. He looked me straight in the face like, you don't know me. Like, oh, okay. Never mind.
Right.
Yeah.
I got that vibe. I got that vibe from the promo.
Yeah. He's an intense dude. We're at his house, too.
He's small?
He's a little tiny. He's like 5'9".
Wow.
He's a little guy. But even during the thing, he laughed about it because he was like, you're in my house. You don't know what I got in this cabinet behind me. And everybody starts laughing, and he didn't crack a smile. I was like, oh, he might have a weapon in that cabinet behind him.
Yeah, it looked heavy.
Yeah, yeah. I spent a lot of time on the driveway during the production.
You and your quarter zip?
Yeah, I took my quarter zip. I really want to get shot in my quarter zip. I just spent about $70 on it.
Somebody says, Hawk is slowly turning the whole show into the Golden Girls. You're welcome. All right, let's get headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
Just learning here on social media that Ben Stiller once used a hypnotherapist to help him get over his addiction of peanut M&Ms.
Is that the actual Ben Stiller account, or is that, because I can't tell that Ben Stiller account that trolls a lot of people if it's actually him or not.
That is the actual Ben Stiller account.
But do you know if it's him?
Yeah.
How?
Because during the Knicks playoff runs over the past couple of years, he's at almost every Knick game.
Right.
He sits courtside, and he actively will tweet out pictures of him courtside, post pictures of him at the games, talk about the games. He's trolling different fan bases. It's got 5 million followers. It pretty much, that's Ben Stiller, man.
Right, but I don't know if it's actually him.
That's Ben Stiller, bro.
All right.
I get mad when people talk about these baby BS addictions. Peanut butter M&Ms. You ever heard of crack?
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Are you doing what the hypnotherapist says, or is this your take?
I just hate when people say, oh, you know, I was addicted to lotion. No, what about cocaine? What about ecstasy? What about real drugs? So you're addicted to lotion.
His vice isn't hardcore enough for Crowder.
Yeah, man. I don't know what I would do. The people that say they like eat the Tide Pods. I'm addicted to Tide Pods.
That show, I've watched that show before where the person is addicted to eating Tide Pods. I watched that show. It's called My Strange Addiction. Mm-hmm. It's on TLC. Someone who's addicted to drinking toilet water.
Yeah.
Like, and they just can't stop.
Yeah.
No, they can stop.
Well, some people, like, that's fine. Just drink your toilet water. Like, you don't have to fix everyone. Like, certain people are beyond fixing. Like, just, they're fine. And let them enjoy their toilet water, and let's all move on with our lives.
My Uncle Charlie was smoking crack. That's an addiction.
But he was fine.
He died.
But when he was alive, he was having the time of his life.
You probably have a better chance of surviving a crack addiction for longer than you do a toilet water addiction.
Or peanut M&M's.
Opinion.
No, because he was probably addicted to peanut M&M's too because he had diabetes too.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's tough.
It says the account is verified, which is a strong indicator that it's authentic. Da-da-da. Yeah, I guess it is him.
He got his feet taken, and they'd catch him in the winter trying to wheelchair uphill in the snow to the crack house.
I mean, you got to give something for perseverance.
That's a true story, too.
No, I'm saying a lot of people, they would say, you know what? I don't have feet. It's cold. It's an icy. Mm-hmm. I'm in this chair. A lot of people would just say, I can't do it. Not your uncle.
He's not a quitter.
That's right.
Crowders aren't quitters.
That's right.
Hero.
Well, I didn't call him a hero, but certainly didn't quit. You know, sometimes when the going gets rough, the rough get going. Or the going gets tough, the tough get going. I don't know. It's a Billy Ocean song.
Huh?
The Billy Ocean song.
When the crack gets low.
You got to refill. Yeah.
I'll work that one in with Tommy Tiger as well.
You know what they say, Tommy, when the crack gets low.
Hawk, I'll give you $5. You go out there and you tell Tommy, hey, Tommy, must win game tonight for the Heat, huh? I'll give you $5.
I'll do that on Instagram. I'm going to do that on tape me during the commercial break, and we'll put that on Instagram.
I said it the other day. It's a must win game.
Because that's got to drive him crazy. There's been 14 games, 15 games.
He's like, in November?
Yeah.
I'm like, Tommy, cup game. You win, you might move on. You lose, you're eliminated from going to Vegas. And he just couldn't wrap his mind around the idea that a game on November 21st would be a must-win game. But a lot of people just don't appreciate the in-season tournament the way I do.
Yeah. Somebody texted in, you guys are actually painful to listen to. And I texted him back, this was a while ago, and I texted him back, that's very hurtful. Now, do you think when he got the text back from the station that says that's very hurtful, he regretted his text? Or do you think he was like, that's right, it should hurt because you guys are terrible at what you do?
The latter. Think about the person that texts that in.
That's not your normal response, right? Well, that's very hurtful. Yeah. Yeah, like...
You guys want to go over some NFL games before we take our break here?
Sure.
All right. I don't know if you have the lines up there, Hawk, but I'll pull them up.
So
I know...
my friend Jim, you know, from AFC Bournemouth, was in town at dinner with them last week. And he said to me, I'm listening to you guys. It was last Friday. Because I'm listening to you guys. And I hear you start doing, guess what the line is on this game. And he said, I thought this is the dumbest radio segment that I've ever heard. And he's been in professional sports for the longest time. And he goes, about three games into it, I found myself screaming at the radio, 3.5, that's insane. He goes, that segment was brilliant. And I said, right, anyone can do, who do you think is going to win, Tampa or Philly, you know. I go, but guess the line? That's kind of interesting.
Yep.
Detroit hosting the Giants Sunday. Detroit hosting. Now, Jackson Dart, I believe, is out. Jackson Dart has been ruled out.
But you know who the quarterback is. Doesn't matter. Lions by a touchdown.
Lions by 9.
Lions 12.5. That's a lot. Ooh. I'm not a big believer in the Lions, but 12.5. You probably like that if you thought. Oh, you said a touchdown or two touchdowns?
I said I thought it'd be like 7.5.
Right, 12.5 seems like a lot to me. Although I guess Dart, no Scadaboo.
And Lions just got choked out by Philly, but Philly's a hell of a defense.
Yeah, but this is what the Lions do. They beat up on really bad teams.
That's
true. They'll put up a ton of points on the Commanders.
You're right. Like, and Dan Campbell doesn't let his foot off the pedal. Yeah.
Yeah. They score, what, 40, 50 against the Commanders a couple
40,
weeks back?
42, yeah.
How about New England at Cincinnati? Drake May and New England, the best team in the AFC East, at Joe Flacco and the Bengals.
Ooh. New England, 5.5. Road favorites.
Patriots minus 2.5.
Patriots 7-point road favorites.
Stop it. What are we doing?
People
man?
Are buying them.
What are we doing? Yeah.
How about that? I can't. No. We don't have time for all the over is 51.5. We don't have time for all the games because DBJ is going to join us, but I'll give you a couple here. Baltimore hosting the Jets.
That'll be double digits.
That's Lamar Jackson versus Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah. 11.5.
7.5.
13.5.
Jeez.
How about
I'd lay him.
Seattle, very good team. At Tennessee, very bad team. Sam Darnold at Cam Ward Stadium.
7.5-point favorites. Road.
Hawks, 9.5-point favorites.
Seahawks, 13-point road favorites.
The hell's
in
going
Tennessee.
On here, man?
There's some terrible teams out there, though.
That's wild, right?
I might take all the double-digit dogs to cover.
What about double-digit dogs as money line parlay winners?
Oh, okay.
No wonder my bankroll is so low, just based on your reaction.
Let's go, Hawk.
Who's with me? How about Philly at Dallas?
Philly straight up.
Oh.
What does that mean?
That they're going to win straight up.
Yeah.
But we're doing,
nah, I'm with you, Jimmy. Yeah.
But we're doing guess the line.
No, I'm with you, Jimmy. Philly straight up. Yeah. The Super Bowl, defending Super Bowl champs are going to beat a team that's below 500.
But
I'm
we're
with
trying
you,
we're trying to guess the line here, not the winners. Guess the line, Jimmy.
Oh, I guess I wasn't paying attention.
But really. But go ahead, now that you are. Guess the line.
I'll say 9.5.
What?
Philly.
Philly minus 9.5?
Yeah.
All right. Crowder? Jimmy, not a big gambler.
No, I'm not.
I was going to say, that's why I was so intrigued. I say Dallas is still favored at home, but light, 1.5.
Nah, Eagles minus 2.5.
Eagles minus 3. I'm not
in
a huge
Dallas?
Yeah, I'm not a huge believer in Philly, and I'm still kind of a buyer on Dallas.
Philly's offense is struggling, and Dallas is going to score points.
Yeah.
Well, Philly's winning. This whole notion that their offense is struggling is funny because their offense isn't actually struggling. They all just hate each other.
Well, they're not that fun to watch. Did you watch the game the other night when it was, I think it was scoreless at half,
no,
wasn't
no,
it?
They're not fun to watch. Yeah. But, Hawk, Jalen Hurts, the other day, Zach Gelb was talking to us about this. The dude is like 51-14. Like, they don't lose.
Yeah.
They just won a Super Bowl. They don't lose. And, yeah, it's not sexy. And I know they have great weapons, but they win every single game that they play. Their receivers just hate Jalen Hurts.
No. Solana, so they're trying to score 10 points against Green Bay and 16 against the Lions. That's their goal is 10-16.
Crowder, what was their record in those games?
Oh, no. They beat both teams. They beat them 10-7 and 16-9. Their defense is phenomenal. But their offense put up 26 points in two games.
No, I get it.
They win. But I get what you're saying. They win. It just hasn't been – they're not fun to watch.
Yeah, no, I'm not debating that at all. And as somebody who has Devontae Smith in fantasy football, it's maddening. But they win.
All right, real quick.
They're 17-3 in the last 20 games.
That's crazy. The Thanksgiving lines are out, even though games still have yet to be played this weekend. The Thanksgiving lines are out. Detroit hosting Green Bay on Thanksgiving.
Detroit, 6.5.
Green Bay money line.
Not certain you're understanding, Jimmy.
Man, Lions minus 8.5.
See, it's funny. I thought Green Bay was going to be a favorite in that game, and I don't know why, but Detroit minus 3.
Yeah, no, Green Bay's looking terrible. Yeah. Jordan Love looked bad the last couple games.
KC is at Dallas. That's the 4:30 game on Thanksgiving.
KC.
If you have to keep feeding him the same line over and over again, then the funnier bit is you having to feed him the same line over and over again. He keeps feeding lines to Jimmy, but it's the same line over and over again. But Jimmy, I'm guessing, has figured it out by now that he's got to say Dallas money line or something along those lines.
Go ahead, Jimmy. What did I feed you?
Cooper flag over.
I got you. I got you, bro.
That's one. If you would have just blurted out Cooper Flag double double, I would have peed my pants. That is a great line. Nice job out of you.
No.
<laughs> That's funny. All right. Anything else, Solana?
Your weather in South Florida, partly cloudy tonight. Lows are going to drop into the mid-70s. That is brought to you by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Visit ChillzoneAC.com.
Brilliant. All right. Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I used to spray paint raccoons and see if they come back in my yard after I catch them.
It's a great move.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, Don Bailey Jr. is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He's going to be on the call tomorrow. Canes Vatek kicks off at noon right here on 104.3 FM WQAM. Pregame begins at 8 a.m. mañana. That is an early one. And DBJ is with us now. Although I see Gino Toretta on the on the graphic that Solana has put up there. He forgot it was DBJ.
Wrong Kane.
Last time, DBJ, the Canes had a noon start was SMU, and they lost. Does the start time tomorrow give you any kind of pause?
It didn't until you just reminded me of what happened.
All right, work it into the pregame broadcast then. I don't know. Do you put any weight on that they're just not a good team if it starts early? And again, I think it's a one-game sample size, but does that mean anything to you?
No, I don't, because they practice early. Their normal schedule is morning practices. So, I mean, those guys are in the building, 6:30, 7 o'clock every morning. So they're up and at them as it goes. So it doesn't – no, does not. Especially when you understand this team, I'm sure, has a complete understanding of where they are. They've got to win these next two football games to get a chance to go to the playoffs, if it can happen at all.
And DBJ, we heard from Lee Sterling that the Hokies have given up 240 yards rushing in 3 of 4 games. So I'm thinking UM can just run all over them, but do they try to do the style points? Do they open it up? If they can't run the ball for 300 yards, do they do it, or do they mix it up and let Carson Beck go off a little bit?
You know, when you look at this and what Shannon Dawson, the offensive coordinator, has done is he comes in there, and they've looked at all the film that everybody's looked at. They know where they're going to attack. But if he sees a spot, and I think having Carson Beck playing at the level he's playing at right now, if they give him something, he'll check out of it and take what's the best thing for him. So, this is a run-based offense, and they're going to try and run the football. If they have a lot of success at it, they'll stay with it. But at the same time, don't give Carson Beck a chance to go over the top with you, especially after what they did last week.
DBJ, you're around the team all the time. You're around the coaching staff, the players. And you mentioned, hey, they know what they've got to do. They got to win the next two games. Are they doing the forward math? Hey, we've got to win this, and if we win this, and also there may be a head-to-head with Notre Dame, which we've already beaten them, and it wouldn't make much sense for them to jump us. Like, is there any kind of thought about that, or is it just, hey, take care of business against Vatek, we'll worry about Pitt, and then we'll worry about what comes after that?
I have not heard one person one time bring up the what if. It's solely focused on this game. It's really focused on Monday, Tuesday on Tuesday, Wednesday on Wednesday, and you know, you get to Saturday and it is 100% focused on Virginia Tech, and they no players I've ever heard them or coaches actually talk about it in that building, you know, in the football department. Now, in other parts of it, it may be a conversation, but in the area where football is, it is solely focused on the task at hand.
And DBJ, what about you personally, though? What I know you're watching the playoff committee. I know you're hearing this stuff. The strength of loss is the phrase that just killing me. I haven't heard it till this year. Strength of loss. Strength of loss. How they're, you know, putting, I guess, not taking the head-to-head matchups as serious as they are. Strength of schedule, conference. What part of this committee is upsetting you the most as they make their decision?
Well, that sounds like a participation trophy to me, right? I mean, it does. I want to talk about what Miami's done and the fact that they did beat a Notre Dame, but the fact that they did beat Florida State, who is a good, not as good as we thought, but as a very good opponent. They beat Florida, who I thought to this day, I think had one of the better defenses that Miami has seen all year. USF, they did a good job with that. Yeah, they had two stumbles. I got it. One was in overtime, and then one they did have a chance to win at the end of the game. I want to talk about you. If Notre Dame has two losses, Miami has two losses, and Miami beat Notre Dame, that's got to carry some weight. I don't care when it was,
Weight or all the weight? Is there any scenario where if it's between two teams and one team has beaten the other, is there any scenario where you would say the team who lost is actually the team that deserves to move forward?
No, there's not. There's not. In my mind, there's not.
So I'm with you. Like, it's not should carry some weight. Like, that should be the determining factor, I think.
Well, what else would it be?
I don't know. They're going to figure out. They're going to figure out something that it's not.
I mean, that's my whole thing. Like, okay, if the Notre Dame win does not count, then what does? Then what does? I don't know. I mean, like, give me the other scenario, or give me the other game that counts. I don't get it. I mean, if both teams have the two losses, which they do, then Miami beat Notre Dame. That carries the weight, period. And everybody in the country saw it.
Yeah, I don't get that. I'm sure if we had Brady Quinn on, though, he would give you why that loss at the beginning of the season, you know, didn't mean as much as what you saw towards the end of the season. I mean, that's the nonsense of the early, you know, get your losses out of the way early because they matter less. But yeah, that would be infuriating.
Hold on a second, though. If Notre Dame goes through, see, they're exempt because Notre Dame goes through an entire season without having to deal with a conference loss.
Right.
Right? So they're exempt from any of that. Everybody now is staring at what did they do in the conference? What did you do? The two games that hurt Miami are because of they were conference games. Notre Dame is exempt from all of that.
Yeah.
Nobody says to them, oh, you got a conference loss. You can't go because you got two conferences loss. They're exempt.
I'm not saying this is right. I'm saying when they lost to Miami, Miami was top five. When they lost to Texas A&M, Texas A&M was, I think, three in the nation.
Yes.
When SMU and Louisville beat Miami, they weren't ranked that high. You shouldn't lose to a team. This is the strength of loss thing. I'm just getting used to it.
Well, I refuse to.
Sounds like we got a hater in our midst here, DBJ.
Just explaining it.
Sounds like we got ourselves one of them there haters here, DBJ.
Well, I'm looking forward. I want Florida State to go to a bowl game. You know what I mean? I want them to win games. Get that strength of schedule up there.
Let's give you a couple lines to work into the broadcast tomorrow. You did a great job during NC State. Both the lines worked very well. You said I wasn't going to like the Celine Dion one, but I liked it. I thought it was very well done. So,
well, thank you very much. How about my Spanish?
It was excellent.
Okay?
It was excellent. You sounded exactly like Tua did when he was in Madrid. All right, here's a song from Nicki Minaj. Solana was explaining to me that this is going viral. This TikTok viral, Solana?
Yeah, it's like a mashup of these lyrics over a classic, I think like an 80s rock song, DBJ. But I think everybody here, including yourself, will know these lyrics.
All right, play Nicki Minaj, Jimmy.
I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap.
I bees in the trap. I bees in the trap. I bees in the trap. Bees in the trap.
Okay, it's a tongue twister there, buddy.
Yeah. What is that? What is I bees in the trap? Do you know
Does
what
it
that?
Have a, can I you be, explain the meaning?
Yeah. I mean, I guess Crowder. I'll take this one. I be in.
So it's like I am in the trap.
I be in.
So because it's spelled bees with a Z, that's what threw me off.
Yeah.
So I bees in the trap.
Yeah. I be
in. Certain times of day, I am occupying the trap.
I got you. I reside in the trap.
Yes.
All right. So there you go.
So that'd be a good one to use on a sack, wouldn't it?
Yes. Yes. I bees in the trap. Bees in the trap. I bees in the trap. Bees in the trap.
Okay.
All right.
We got it.
Here's one more from our era, Gloria Estefan. We've always loved the song Dr. Beat. This is actually Miami Sound Machine. Give us this, Jimmy. Dr. Beat. Won't you help me, Dr. Beat?
I like that one, too. You're going to challenge me. You're challenging me this week.
Well, that'll be good if someone goes down with an injury. And you go. Well, he's down. Looks like a leg. Dr. Beat. Won't you help me, Dr. Beat?
Yeah, good call.
I hope it's that Virginia Tech quarterback about the second series.
Yeah, and then you go. Oh, there. He's obviously going to need the trainer out there. He's probably thinking to himself, Dr. Beat. Won't you help me, Dr. Beat?
There you go. I'm gonna get Dr. Kaplan some publicity.
And finally, today is Carly Rae Jepsen's 40th birthday, which is hard to believe if you're familiar with this song, which everyone is. They just don't know Carly Rae Jepsen by name. But as Solana was pointing out today, this video has over 1 billion views. And the song is called Call Me Maybe, but since she turns 40 today, here's the line. Hey, I just met you. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe.
Gosh, okay.
I mean, that
sounds like a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one, and you'll be able to get it. You could even do that during a sack. Yeah. Oh, my. Yeah. Reuben Bain was so far back there, he said, hey, what's the line? I just met
call
you.
Me maybe.
Yeah, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. All right, there you go. Three lines for tomorrow's broadcast. Have a good broadcast tomorrow, DBJ.
I'll do it, guys. Hey, and have a happy Thanksgiving to everybody. I'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, we're going to try to talk to you next week, but obviously we're off Thursday, Friday. You usually travel up to the Northeast, and so we may not connect. But if we don't, happy Thanksgiving to you.
You let me know, guys. I'll be available. No problem.
See you, DBJ.
See ya.
There you go, DBJ. And the call tomorrow, pregame begins at 8 a.m. Hollywood and Brian Monroe. And then the game kicks off at noon from the Hokies. That is tomorrow at noon right here on 104.3 FM WQAM. We're going to take a quick break. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand. You!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.